Here you go.
Mike T, how you doing, man?
Hello.
Oh, Mike.
Hello.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good.
I think the music in this locker room is lacking without you here this year, man.
I mean, that's obvious, you know what I'm saying? I was the heartbeat, you know, I keep things rolling.
Mike, I wanted to start right off the bat asking you about how you're settling into Buffalo. It looked like you were pretty comfortable out there in that end zone doing that Millie Rock last weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a good time up here, you know. I brought the music and all that stuff up here, you know. Cats enjoying it. I'm very comfortable.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm good.
Good. Did you also bring your DNA up there? I wanted to ask you about that. Coach McDermott earlier today kind of said you were an example of a guy that has the DNA that they're kind of looking for as they build something in Buffalo. What do you think that means?
I think he's talking, you know, about my ability to, you know, to just help a team relax, you know, have a good time, the lightheartedness, you know, the energy, the constant energy, you know what I'm saying? The jokiness, you know, to let guys know that, hey, it's okay to have a good time and get out there and play, but have fun while you're playing.
When you're developing, as Sean is trying to develop a locker room culture that's cohesive to what he wants to establish up there as the new coach, how important is that kind of mentality as well as the kind of like lace up your boots and get to work kind of going hand in hand?
I mean, it's extremely important, you know. He's a guy that wants things done a certain way, but at the same time, he wants us to be ourselves and wants us to have a good time doing it. So, I mean, we're going to get it done, get our job done, you know. We're going to do our job and be 1/11th of our team, you know. But at the same time, we're going to be ourselves and have a good time and dance and play around and joke, you know, and have a good time doing that type of stuff, too.
Mike, what was it like to get the ball? I think it was 11 times and also caught a pass on Sunday.
It felt good, you know. You know, it's one of those things where you don't realize until it's gone, you know. So once I got the ball a good bit this time, it was one of those things where I was like, hey, I can get used to this, you know what I mean? So it felt good, you know.
I know that there was based on what you told Joe and Scott over here with me at the Observer, I know there was maybe a little bit of a heated moment in your exit here with Dave Gettleman and the word deteriorated, but 11 touches and a half and a touchdown doesn't seem like you're going anywhere soon, Mike, right?
That don't seem deteriorated at all, does it?
No, you know, sir, it does not.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I use that whole deteriorated word as motivation, not destruction. You know, I'm not going to let it tear me down. I'm going to let it build me up. So if they think I'm deteriorated, I'm going to show you that I'm not. And I think that's what we've proved, that I'm on a good start track.
And, Mike, how's your relationship been building with LeSean McCoy out there?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, he's a guy that I knew previously before coming here to Buffalo. So, I mean, we already had a previous relationship, but I mean, it's been great. You know, he's a guy that keeps me on my toes, and that's tough to say because I'm the one that usually does that. But I mean, we're having a good time up here, and you know, I think we compliment each other well as backs.
What can the Panthers expect from his game? You know, he draws a lot of comparisons to the little rookie Carolina brought in, Christian McCaffrey.
Man, LeSean McCoy is dynamic back all on his own. I don't think you can compare him to anyone. I mean, he's a guy that's tough to cover. He's a guy that's tough to tackle. You know, it's kind of hard to get a beat on him. Sometimes I can't even get a beat on him. So, you know, I think that's a positive thing for our offense.
Mike, have you had a chance to, or have you kept up with some of your ex-Panther teammates here over the last couple months?
Absolutely. I mean, these guys are not only former teammates, they're friends and lifelong friends. You know, I talked to Jonathan and Fozzie and Cam, both Cams, Cameron Artis Payne and Cam Newton. You know, I talked to Thomas Davis, I talked to Luke, I talked to AJ Klein, who's not there anymore, but, you know, just for example, they're all friends of mine. You know, we talk all the time. You know, I just talked to Jonathan 3 days ago, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's one of those things that we're going to be friends on Sunday, yeah, at 1 o'clock. We're enemies for the next three or four hours, but We'll be friends afterwards.
I mean, you have played for more than one team, I know, but still, what will it be like, do you think, coming back here and being in the visitors' locker room?
I mean, I don't think it'll be anything strange to me. You know, to me, it's just another away game. Obviously, you know, it's a place that I'm familiar with. It's fans that I'm familiar with. It's a setting and a scenery that I'm familiar with. So I think it's going to bode well for myself having a good game because I'm in a comfortable place. It's not like I'm going somewhere, say, for instance, Green Bay, a stadium that I've never played in. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, I'm familiar with it. So I think
what you mentioned TD before. What would you think about hitting a hole and then there's TD right across from you? What kind of collision could that potentially be?
It could be a great one. You know, I first met TD my rookie year when Carolina came to San Diego to play. And I was at the team hotel talking to him, and I was talking so much trash. You know, I was like, when I come through there, I'm going to bust you right in your mouth, this and that. And then first time it got called, I went up to him and I cut him, and he was so mad.
he was so mad,
but, you know, I mean, it's one of those things that, like, a great friendship and brotherhood was built out of that. But, you know, on Sunday, it's all business. You know what I mean? I'm sure he's going to do his job. I got to do mine. So we're going to see what happens, who comes out on top of that one.
Mike, did you make sure to remind him of that play when you came to Carolina and to play with Thomas Davis?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And I'm going to remind him of it again before Sunday. Please believe me.
Did he get a chance?
Put something in his
mind. Did he get a chance to hit you in that game?
I'm sure he did, but not as bad as he wanted to, I think.
Hey, were you pleasantly surprised to be joined by Joe Webb here right before the season?
Well, you know, once I heard that the Panthers cut him, I was on the phone with Coach McDermott and Bean, like, hey, what's up? Like, this guy is an animal. Like, he's a dog. We need him. And they was like, he is already on the way up here to work out. So I was like, cool. Cool. So I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I'm sure having him in the locker room with you is probably pretty great. He seemed to be a team favorite out here as well.
Oh, yeah. He's a guy with a mentality like mine, like joking and having a good time, but when it's time to go to work, we go to work.
Cool. I think we're set. Mike, thank you so much. It was great to talk to you again.
No problem, man. Thank you all.
All right. Thanks, Mike.